882 6PR, good evening. It's Ian Blackley with you. Going to catch up with Dave Warner very soon because he's actually in town. But, I mean, you can't talk to Dave without, you know, having a bit of this going on, can you? Well, I don't think so.
Suburban boy. Saturday night, no subway stations. Saturday night, just changing TV stations. I'm just a suburban boy. Just a suburban boy. And I know what it's like to be rejected every night. And I'm sure that it must be easier for boys from the city. Just to hear myself scream, I'm just a suburban boy. Just a suburban boy. Sunday session, I'm down at the hotel, staring at girls that I don't know well. I'm just a suburban boy. I'm just a suburban boy. And I know what it's like to be rejected every night. And I'm sure that it must be easier for boys. Subway stations, Saturday night, just changing TV stations. I'm just a suburban boy, just a suburban boy. And I know what it's like. I've been rejected every night, and I'm sure that it must be easier for boys from the city.
Oh, 882 6PR, just a suburban boy, and he's back in town. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, terrific, Blackers. Really good, actually, in this beautiful city.
Yes, the weather's been fantastic, and it should be just absolutely brilliant. Wednesday night, Anzac Day Eve, Port Beach Brewery, the suburbs at the beaches. Hey, excited?
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Yeah, no, it's going to be a really great night, and for those who remember the halcyon days of Perth pub rock entertainment from the late 70s through to, you know, the late 80s, I guess, that kind of period. Yeah, and I've got the original guys who recorded Mugs Game playing, apart from the late Johnny Leopard, but the rest of us will be there. And then we've got a terrific band, support band, Lizards of Oz, with people like Dick Haynes, people may remember from Loaded Dice.
Oh, yeah. What's he actually been doing all these years? I mean, you know, the 80s and Loaded Dice, I mean, you know, and the pubs around town were just, you know, full on, weren't they?
Well, he's been doing a bit musically, but he ended up carving out a niche career for himself as an actuary, you know, being a very smart man that he is. And, Wayne Green, he's playing. He's doing a guest vocalist too with the Lizards of Oz, which is the name that we've given. I think it's going to be a really fun night, and it will kick off relatively early.
What time is it going to kick off?
Probably, I reckon about 7:20 around then. And then suburbs will probably hit the stage about 8:30. And, you know, as long as the walking frames last out, Blackers, we will last through.
I think you'll be okay. I mean, I remember I caught you down in Busselton when you were last over, and you don't need any walking frames. You're fine. Absolutely fine. And as we talk, obviously, you know, regularly about, you know, sad the Johnny Leopard's not here. That was, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a bit of a missing link there, isn't it? But you can't help
that. Yeah, well, you know, look, Leopard was extraordinary, and it's a big night for us because Anzac Day was Leopard's birthday, so he actually would have been celebrating his birthday on the Anzac Day, and the very last gig that he did was Anzac Eve back in 2005. So it'll be a nice, pleasant, emotional day.
It's a bit of
an
anniversary type of thing, isn't it? Yeah. Now, you're also over here because you are a good author, fantastic author. You're here with the Summer of Blood author talks. Now, you're sort of going to the libraries again this time. You've done that previously. What are some of the libraries you're going to, mate? Let's have a bit of a quick run through. I think you're doing Armidale. Where you're going to be.
Yep. So Tuesday, Success Library in Coburn, about 6 o'clock at night. It's Tony Durant and myself, so it's about an hour's entertainment where I talk about books, we play some songs, and I do readings from my most recent novel, which was Summer of Blood, and my upcoming one, When It Rains, which will come out. So we've got Success Library Coburn on the Tuesday, Armidale on Friday, the 26th, Saturday the 27th, a lunchtime, if people are busy at other times, around about 1 o'clock at the Manning Library, which is part of the South Perth system. And then my old stomping ground, A.H. Brack's Library in Melville, on Monday the 29th at 6 p.m., 6:45 p.m. around then, I should say. And we've got Joondalup up on next Thursday evening to finish up. Tony and I will be enjoying that one too. So I think I've got, 5 gigs all up where we'll be doing library things. And they're fun little talks. So I'll be talking about the characters, the books, where they come from and how they kind of relate to my life and what's been on. As I say, we do a few songs as well and try and keep everybody interested. So, it'll be a nice busy time for us.
Yeah, it will be a busy time for you. When It Rains, when's that due out, mate? What's that about? Just quickly.
That's out in October, and it's the fourth in the series of my Dan Clement novels, which are set up in Kimberley region. This one's set more towards Kununurra, and it features crocodiles a fair bit in this one. Doing some unseemly things. So, it's a bit of a thriller, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and it was good to plot something. So the other ones have primarily been around the Broome Derby region. This one shifts focus a little bit. Still Broome and Derby's happening, but it's a bit more over towards Cunnamulla as well.
How much research did you do on crocodiles?
Oh, a reasonable amount. look, I didn't jump into the water and see if I could outswim them or anything, but I've been up that way a couple of times and asked the locals about things, and of course, they're very blasé about, they're only little freshwater ones or whatever. They're still scary
enough. They're very devil may care when you get up there. Don't worry about them. Well, so you're going to be busy here. So Wednesday night, Port Beach Brewery, the suburbs at the beaches, Anzac Day Eve. Have you got any ticket information there, mate?
Oh, yes, look, they can get it from, I think it's Auskix that's doing it, but certainly it's a big venue. There'll be loads of tickets. People can rock up and I'm sure get a ticket there, but otherwise details will be on my Facebook or my webpage,
DaveWarner.com.au, that's right.
Yeah, so they can find that or and I think, I'm sure if they Google, Dave Warner and Port Beach Brewery, which is the old railway hotel in North Fremantle, but fabulously done up. I've been out and checked the venue already. I'm sure they'll find all the ticket information there, and look forward to seeing them, as many people, and relive some of those glorious times.
Oh, mate, yes, exactly right. Well, with this weather, it's going to be absolutely magnificent down there on Wednesday night. Plenty of entertainment.
Yeah, I really look forward to it.
Did you watch any of the Derby tonight, mate?
I did. Congratulations to the Eagles. Amos went amiss, so to speak. No forward structure for the Dockers, but the Eagles were really impressive.
That's a bit of a sad knock, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, and it was a shame in one way. But look, you've got to hand it to the Eagles, and Harley Reid has certainly injected enthusiasm in there, and you've got players now like Elliot Yeo back and firing and
he seems pretty well fit too. He seems pretty fit, and Nat Fyfe seems pretty fit as well. I mean, you know, he was he's going great guns. He wasn't sort of pulling himself up with a sore hammy or anything. He was looking pretty good as well. So
no, he was one of the ones going, but yeah, the doctors did look a bit flat.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
and they've had a couple of hard games, and I suppose it's such a you know, it's, as they say, the season is pretty even, so you're just a little bit off and you really cop it.
I sort of had that feeling where the Dockers sort of run, you know, they rolled up there this evening thinking, oh, we got this, we're going to knock this off, no problem. Yeah. We've been doing pretty well lately. You know, we've always, you know, there. And I think they were sort of caught unawares and they just couldn't catch up, you know. That's the way I sort of got it.
Yeah, they just, you know, Eagles seemed to cover the ground with a lot more speed and they created that space in front of Waterman, who, you know, he's been excellent the last couple of weeks. He just goes to show a forward who can lead up, create a bit of space
for him.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And
they can do the rest, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
You know, well done to Simo and the Eagles guys. But I hope the Dockers can bounce back from this. I think they're a good
team. Sure they will. I mean, it's just a bit of a shame that they lost the last couple of weeks too by just a very, very narrow margins and stuff, you know, anyway. But
absolutely, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, mate. And Nicole and the kids well? Everybody's well, yeah? Good?
All very good, yeah.
Excellent.
And I think Nick's coming over to do the merchandise, so there you go.
Okay, cool. All right.
Keep that in the
Get thing. On you. Okay, Wednesday night, Port Beach Brewery, the suburbs, Hit the Beaches, Anzac Day Eve, and also all those events at the local library, Summer of Blood Author Talks. Mate, great to chat with you always. Have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much, Blakers. Appreciate it. See you, mate.
Bye-bye.